Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nice job yesterday. Picked up the win. What, his third win of the season? Is that right? No, he's got more than that. Third win.
He's 3-6.
Yeah, 3-6. Yeah, so, I mean, I'm just, I look at this from last night, and I'm like, nice job bouncing back. They played good defense last night, too. That did not hurt him. And they got timely hitting. I mean, they got...
Timely.
They got hits.
I always love that. Timely hitting.
Well, it was early. You know, they came out. They jumped out. They were super aggressive.
I love the way they played. 2-0 after two batters, baby.
If you got to feel good about that, don't you?
It's your guy, Anel Martinez.
That's what I said. What were your thoughts on last night's game?
It's games like that that make me think, and this is why... Despite when you look at the roster and you think, all right, who's gonna drive in runs? And you look at the rotation and you think, well, there's some question marks there. It's games like last night that make you think, yeah, but they figure out how to win some baseball games that maybe you think they're gonna have a hard time winning. You go to New York, you have Luis Ortiz on the mound, and he does a terrific job, and they win the baseball game. And, you know, Andy, I mentioned Ortiz, and I wouldn't call it inconsistency. I think he's just kind of trying to lock in a little bit, and I think he's done a good job of that. You know, in the month of May, including last night's start, earned runs given up in his last games, 0, 1, 3, 2, 1, 5, going back to his first start in May. And he's had just a couple of games where he's given up bigger numbers in earned runs. And I look at Ortiz and I think you've answered a question as to one of your starting rotation members for sure. And I though they were, you know, banking on him at the beginning of the year, you weren't quite sure. I think they got to be sure, don't you? I mean,
yeah,
give him the ball. Let's go. Every fifth day, I want him out there.
I you know, so they lose Lively, but, you know, Bieber is on the horizon.
But you don't know exactly what Shane Bieber is going to be when he comes back. Well, and that's just being fair.
Okay.
You know, he's throwing the ball really well. He threw it in Arizona really well.
You're putting him back in the rotation. You're not starting him in the bullpen,
though. Well, if he's ready to go, he definitely is in the rotation. But you just have to watch it. I mean, Ben Lively just had a surgery. He's out 12 to 18 months. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is not a... Hey, I pulled an oblique. I'm going to sit for 8 weeks and I'm good to go. You know, you're taking ligaments out of a cadaver or your own leg and putting them in your elbow. Nothing minor about that.
Nope. So look at the rotation. What do you got? Bybee, Williams, Ortiz, and then you would think
there's
Bieber,
three.
Right. And then it's Slade Ciccone or Logan Allen.
And what do two of those guys have in common? Ortiz and Ciccone. Guys who came to Cleveland in trades last offseason that made us say, really? That's the deal, huh? Because, you know, connect the dots, Andrés Giménez for Luis Ortiz. Josh Naylor for Slade Ciccone. but this organization has always done a really good job of pinpointing talent in other organizations and going and picking it up before it really pops. Corey Kluber, perfect example. Mike Clevenger was a good example. You know, when Mike came over from the Padres.
I think they do a great job, obviously.
Excuse me, the Angels. He was with the Angels.
When they
ended up being traded to the Padres.
I mean, they've done a nice job of being able to finding reclamation projects, guys looking to turn their career back around when they got hurt. Like, if Lively wasn't here and he was on another team and maybe another team gave up on him and he sat out for a year, year and a half, and then you needed somebody late in the season, you know, that's the kind of guy the Guardians love to bring back in and give an opportunity to and, you know, give them the chance to play. So, there's no way they're walking away from Lively, but you would hope they wouldn't.
Well, I would think they give him every opportunity to rehab here. And
right.
The only question is, you know, you agreed to a contract with Shane Bieber. Well, Shane had won a Cy Young for you, you know, and you gave him the opportunity to rehab and come back. Will they do that with Lively, you know, and figure things out and make it? I hope so. You know, I think he's earned that. But you're also not going to, you know, break the bank for a guy who's not going to pitch next year, in all likelihood.
No, but so look at this rotation then, Jeff, and tell me how this thing plays out and how we don't walk away. I don't want to say they have an abundance of pitching if Bieber comes back, but man,
don't
I feel
so, Joey Cantillo's down.
Oh, that's true, Cantillo AAA. Too. Yeah. Yeah, and so you look at that rotation and say to yourself, "Huh, we might." I don't want to jinx this thing, but they might be in good shape and maybe have a little too much. I don't want to say that. I don't want to say that.
What do you mean too much? Too much pitching?
Starting pitching.
Dan, too much pitching. Go ahead, respond.
There is no such thing. There never has been such thing. There never will be such thing.
There you go,
it's too much starting pitching.
Too emotional. I look at this and I'm like, okay, I feel good. Like last night's game, it was just kind of a refresher for me too. Like refreshing as far as, you know, you let a game slip away against the Yankees the night before that probably I would believe you thought you could win. And now you walk into a chance you can win the season series today. And so I don't know. I know don't play the Yankees up bigger than you should, but I don't know. There's something about the confidence of being able to beat New York and then beat them in New York.
In New York, and when you beat a good team, it's a good win. It's a good win. It's a good series. If you can take two out of three from the Yankees, that's terrific. I mean, it does say something about your team. I don't think there's any question about that. It says something about your team.
The other thing go ahead, sir.
Well, I keep looking at the pitching and thinking, Ortiz, you went out and specifically acquired him. You know, Ciccone, he's looked good in a couple of starts. You went out and specifically, he's what you got back for Josh Naylor, 30 and 100 RBIs.
So he's not like a reclamation project. Oh, he's a guy that you brought in for talent.
These are two young guys who you think that could do something. And I mentioned Corey Kluber. Remember when they brought in Kluber? They got him from San Diego for like nothing. And it worked. This organization finds these guys, they scout them out, and it works out, you know? They traded out Jake Westbrook in that deal. And Jake was a heck of a pitcher. But Corey was kind of like, who? What's in this deal? Really?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dan, what are your thoughts on this rotation and this whole notion of what we're talking about?
There's no such thing as too much starting pitching.
I caught that the first time you said it.
I know, but it needs to be hammered home one more time. And if you need a reason for it, go look at the Los Angeles Dodgers rotation.
Yeah.
The team that everybody went, oh my God, who's going to stop this pitching? Well, they're all hurt. Everybody but Yamamoto and Kershaw are hurt right now. So that's the way that this goes. I think the rotation is in a decent place. It's having Bibee not be totally nails, I think, puts you in a really interesting spot because you don't have a definitive, I hand this guy the ball and here comes seven innings of, you know, give my bullpen a little bit of time off. But I think it's in a place where the arrow is pointing up. And I think that's where you always want to be, is at a place where the arrow is pointing up. So until Bieber is standing on a mound 60 feet, 6 inches on the corner of Carnegie and Ontario, he doesn't exist to me.
So how does it play out?
That's true. You hate to say that. There are always setbacks in these things, or can be setbacks. They did a great job last year with Boyd, and you know he came in recovering from Tommy John. They continued, you know, they signed him, continued his recovery, and then put him on the mound when he was ready to go. And when he was good to go, he was good. That's why they'll be really cautious with Shane Bieber starting tomorrow in Akron.
How cautious, though?
Well, if he's not good to go, he's not good to go. It's that simple, Andy. Unless they decide, hey, he's pitched enough rehab, complete health, he feels great, there he goes.
And guys coming back from Tommy John don't typically look like the same guy that they were before.
Takes a little while.
Right away.
Right.
Takes a little while.
Yeah, like the Matthew Boyd thing is very few and far between. You don't get these guys who step on a mound and all of a sudden look like the way they used to. Or frankly, for Boyd's case,
he might have looked better. Yeah.
Yeah. Look better in his regard. But like, I don't expect Shane Bieber to take the ball and look like the guy who has a Cy Young award in his trophy case this season. Next season, different conversation.
And the hope is that he's here next season.
Yeah, if you think about it, right, aren't we kind of happy that he's even here at this? I mean, I'm not saying he's hurt and trying to come back, but I mean, there was a point last year where you're like, oh, we got to trade him. We're not going to get anything.
It was a smart move. I'll say it was a smart move for the Guardians to, you know, sign him and bring him back and allow him to rehab here and find his way again. I would wager to say it was an even smarter move for Bieber to come back here. Why go to an organization you're not comfortable with, that you don't know, with people you don't know, to guide you through the most critical moment of your career? I think Bieber made an even smarter move than the Guardians by coming back here.
Mm-hmm.
Because he trusts these people, they know him, and he knew that they would treat him right. And that they would, at the very least, have an interest in him and have his best interest at heart because he had been here before, he was their guy, and they would love to keep him long term.
So if you could set up, let's just say, I hate doing this so early, but set your rotation for maximum capacity right now for a five-man rotation.
For when? For this season?
As of right now, if you could go through the rest of the season and go five guys every, you know, every fifth day and not have to deal with injuries, let's be honest. You know, here I am sitting.
So in other words, am I allowed to count Bieber or not?
Yeah, no, count him in. I put him in.
You would put him in. It would be Gavin Williams. Not, this is no particular order.
Well, I wanted the order too, but that's okay. Oh. Go give me the five.
Tanner Bibee then.
Okay.
Gavin Williams.
Yep.
If we're going to put these guys in order. Luis Ortiz.
Yep.
Would be my number three. If Shane Bieber is good to go, Shane Bieber would be my four. And then it's a fight. Slade Ciccone, Logan Allen, Joey Cantillo. Which guy's pitching the best? He'd be my fifth starter.
Pick one.
Joey Cantillo.
Dan, same question.
Bybee, Williams, Ortiz. I need to see Bieber throw before I put him there.
No, Andy said you're not allowed to do that. Andy said he's healthy.
Assume that he can give you five innings of good, solid, rock solid baseball.
Well, in hell, he's probably third, and I might even start him in game one. If you could tell me I got five innings of solid ball out of him, that feels pretty good for game one to me.
Dan's counting playoffs. Look at that.
I know.
Ahead, baby.
I mean, we're in, you know, everybody's making the playoffs anyway. Why wouldn't the Guardians? So
wow,
they're in right now, aren't they? I looked yesterday; they would have been in. I'm the only guy looking at wild card. And
had to take a shot
the beginning of June, but that's okay.
So he's probably four, and then maybe I'd throw your boy Slade in there just for fun.
I like Slade, so we're good to go. I've already given him a spot. I might give him the three spot
Andy
by the end of the season.
Slade Ciccone.
He may be
guys who throw 97.
Yes, he might be your game two starter of the playoffs if this thing works out the way I want it to. How about the offense jumping back into this thing last night? You do your rotation if you want to. Bring it on in. 216-474-0092. Talk a little bit more about the offense.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.